From Gary Kelly's office. No, really. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. You know, for every quarter, publicly traded companies like Southwest have to report their earnings. This is for the company's shareholders, as well as Wall Street, and for the general public to know how the company's doing. And that means that the fourth quarter of each year, a company also reports annual earnings. Well, for Southwest Airlines, our annual report on earnings was on January 20th, and I actually got a few minutes to speak with Gary Kelly about our earnings and what 2011 might be looking like. Here it goes. Earlier, you said that this job is fun when the news is good and not so much when it's bad. So how's your day going to go today, Gary?
Oh, it's a great day, Steve. And, actually, telling the truth, I love Southwest Airlines every day. Every day is a good day at Southwest Airlines. But in terms of sharing the news, obviously it's a lot more fun to share good news. And 2010 was a great year, and we accomplished a lot. It was never in the bank that we would have that kind of a year, especially on the heels of the terrible recession that we faced in 2008 and 2009. But I'm very proud of our employees. They've worked extremely hard. We're turning out record load factors, and I'm sure our employees in operations all know that. But what a wonderful challenge! You know, if you think about the opposite, where we had customers that were not liking Southwest Airlines and moving away from us to our competitors, that would be a problem. So we have a nice problem here, which is we have more customers than we've ever had before. That does present some challenges that we need to be realistic about, that we need to address, and we need to work together. But that's what our employee warrior spirits are all about. And again, all I can do today is just really praise them all and thank you all. And I'm just very, very proud of these 2010 results. It was a very solid profit. We had $115 million in the fourth quarter and $550 million for the year. And all those sound like huge numbers, and it's a comfortable profit, but we're only about two-thirds of the way there in terms of hitting our profit goal, really a profit requirement in order to buy airplanes. So we have a ways to go, but the good news is that we're making really, really good progress.
Well, how does this compare to other airlines? Is Bags Fly Free really helping?
Bags Fly Free is a grand slam home run, and I'm real proud of our current campaign with no change fees. I think that will prove as successful. It is a wonderful way to put our money where our mouth is with our customers and really set ourselves apart from the rest of the industry, which shows very poorly in brand rankings, whereas Southwest shows very, very high, and something that our people can all be very proud of. We're winning more customers because we don't charge those fees. I would much rather have a whole customer paying us the whole fare instead of one lousy bag fee, and that's exactly what's happening, and that's one reason why our profits are so good. The rest of the industry is doing a decent job of turning out profits finally, but not with the consistency that Southwest does. And of course, we all know that they do that with much lower wage rates. So where would you rather be? You know, at Southwest or Brand X? And here we're proud of what we do, and our employees are rewarded for that, and our customers think very highly of us.
I tend to think of only one answer for this, and I see it every day when I fill up my car. Is it costing us more to fill up our airplanes?
Unfortunately, it is, you know, and were it not for higher gas prices, I would be really bullish about 2011. We would have a really nice increase in earnings, I think, in 2011 compared to 10. But the dose of reality is crude oil prices. They're up 20% at this point versus a year ago, and that it makes it really tough. We'll have a challenging first quarter. We need to be profitable, obviously, for a whole list of reasons, and every year we need to you know, our employees want their pay to go up every year is a way to think about it. And the only way to do that successfully over time is for our earnings to go up every year. And that's why it's important to all Southwest Warriors that we keep our costs low, do all we can to be as fuel efficient as possible. And that's the one, you know, cloud overhanging 2011 at this point.
Are we still hedging much fuel going forward?
We are. And when you talk about what we need to do to manage our fuel costs, it's really a three or a four pronged approach. Number one is we do need to hedge and put as much price protection in as possible. Hedging is not the total answer, and it's costly and it carries some risk. So it has to be managed very, very carefully. We've just put hedging in perspective, though. Over the last decade, we've saved about $4 billion with hedging. And that literally translates into our being able to afford purchasing about 130 to 140 aircraft. So had we not hedged, in other words, you'd see a fleet that was much smaller and far fewer jobs than what we have today. So it kind of puts in perspective the value that hedging brings to the company. And it blunts the effect in an immediate sense of a sharp spike in fuel prices. So we do that. We're about 65% hedged in 2011 and all the way out through 2014. But we also have a lot of fuel conservation efforts underway. We'll have to have revenue increases to offset that increased cost, or else our earnings will go down substantially. So you will see fare increases from time to time as a consequence, a direct consequence of higher gas prices. And then finally, over time, we'll need to continue to work together to find ways to get Southwest Airlines more efficient, more reliable, more on time, and more productive. That's what we'll need to do.
Have we ever had quarters or even a year where hedging made the difference of a profit or loss?
Oh, absolutely. Many, many quarters and several years over the last decade, we would not have been profitable without hedging.
And when we talk about hedging, we're talking about Jet A fuel, not crude.
Well, we...
Because you watch crude closely.
We actually do use crude oil as the proxy for jet fuel, mainly because jet fuel is not traded in the financial markets, at least in a cost-effective way, whereas crude oil is traded very widely, and there's a close distillate of crude oil, gasoline being a distillate as an example, but heating oil... Home heating oil is actually very close to jet fuel. Jet fuel is a kerosene-like distillate, and so heating oil does trade widely, and we also use heating oil as a proxy for jet fuel.
Gosh, a lot of changes coming this year. It's only the first couple weeks into the year, and we got Rapid Rewards. I understand we've actually ordered some Dash 800 planes. They're not coming until 2012, but a lot of changes coming this year, huh?
Well, there's a lot of construction that's underway in 2011, I think is a way to visualize it. There'll be a lot of effort in 2011 to manage our operation on a day-to-day basis. We've got challenges presented with more connecting passengers and record load factors, and we will need to attend to that, and you'll see a lot of effort applied there. We will roll out our all-new Rapid Rewards program in about 6 weeks, March the 1st. So that's very exciting. And that will obviously be a lot of effort. A lot of effort's gone into building it. And now we need to do the hard work and roll it out for our customers. So that's very exciting. But in the meantime, we'll be constructing the capability to operate 800s. There are 20 that are firmly ordered for delivery in 2012. Very exciting. I think the 800 will become an important part of our fleet and our future. We'll also, of course, be closing, I hope, on the AirTran transaction in the second quarter. And that will be real work for us in 2011. And the integration work, of course, will be later after we close. But that work will be underway. And then finally, we'll begin probably more seriously the work to replace our reservation system, which creates capabilities. If nothing else, it brings us international capabilities for the future. So that will be very exciting as well.
Gary, thank you so much for being my guest today.
You betcha, Steve. Anytime, my friend.
We'll see you around. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2011. The CEO, the president, and the chairman of the board, that's all Gary if you didn't pick up on that, has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.